the pain and frustration in the voice of Michel Najam and Ghazi Ahad as they talked not only about the plight of the 700 Lebanese in Syrian jails, the frustration of dealing with politicians, but the frustration of dealing with the press. That's one of the ways that everybody's fighting for human rights. NGOs, the budgets aren't big. That's the way they get it out. And when the press doesn't get it right, or the press takes this damned slant that so much of it has, so much of the Canadian press has, that failed cultures have a right to be wrong, failed regimes have a right to grow, and we have to be understanding, and somehow it's somebody's fault to look for the root causes. You see what happens. People suffer. Because there's a greater responsibility in the media than just reporting the easy 600 words. And perhaps the litmus test on this issue, as on many others, as Pamela Geller of Atlas Shrugged has said on this program, Israel's the canary in the mineshaft. The issue of Israel and how it's treated and how it's handled in the press is also an issue of national character, of how far we're willing to go to talk, to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And how far are we ready to be honest with ourselves that our concept of social justice can't just stop at our borders? That's why it's important to look at how the press handles Israel and handles Middle East issues. Very happy to have a new friend with me tonight. We were supposed to get to know each other earlier, but he had a little bit of a stomach virus this week, and that's over with. And we're very happy to welcome Duff Smith. He heads up Honest Reporting Canada, which tries to ensure fair and accurate coverage of the Middle East and the Canadian media, and to really get over the nuances that we miss, and to get over the prejudices that we get thrown at us from screens every day. Dov, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. How did Honest Reporting Canada start?
It started actually in 2003. A group of people came together with some real concern about the way Israel has been covered in the Canadian media. And they started putting together a plan for how individual people across the country from coast to coast could create a direct dialogue with reporters and actually have a way to communicate with them politely, respectfully, but give them immediate feedback about the job they were doing. So they put together a plan. They started looking for somebody who had experience with media relations, that being myself, and it's been a fun ride ever since.
What is it in this country? I mean, we went through it in Montreal. I personally went through it with articles I wrote at the time of the Hezbollah, what I call the Hezbollah rally. Why is it particularly on a national broadcaster that homicide bombers, and I'm calling them homicide bombers because that's what they are. They're not suicide bombers. They're called militants. There is this pandering almost to this to the most extreme retrograde elements in the Islamic world, and then whenever anybody says, "Hey, wait a minute, you know, you're attacking the one democracy," well, you know, somehow we're all warmongers and God knows what.
Yeah, I mean, there is a problem here. You know, reporters do really provide the lens through which Canadians see the world, and to the extent that they get it wrong, they are distorting how Canadians and Canadian legislators are engaging the world and trying to promote our values abroad. And in our defense, I mean, what Canada is doing abroad at the UN and NGOs and so on has an effect on Canadian security here at home and the promotion of our values around the world. And
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just running up against the clock. Can you just stay with us? We're just going to take a couple of minutes break.
Sure.
Thanks very much. We're back with Duff Smith, Honest Reporting Canada. And we're talking with Duff Smith, the head of Honest Reporting Canada. Great website. You'll get a lot of stuff you need to know. They're honestreporting.ca. Dov, you know, we're told a lot of times by journalists, particularly by electronic media, how hard it is to get sources and we've got to be balanced. But let me throw this specific case that made me crazy. Last year, in the war with Hezbollah, the bombing of the UN post that resulted in the death of a Canadian officer, I had General Lewis McKenzie on this show. He had received 2 days earlier an email from that man saying that the Israelis had to bomb around that area. They were not targeting that post, but that Hezbollah nests were everywhere. General Lewis McKenzie he didn't have trouble getting that word out, but other than CTV, the reporting on that was really, really under the radar for quite a while. What is, that must be one of the most frustrating cases par excellence of what you're all about and why it's necessary to have honest reporting in Canada.
Well, we see a lot of this kind of thing, lack of context, incomplete information, a lot of details missing from reports. And one of the interesting things about the news media is that a reporter is sent from whatever location and whatever beat they have to a new location, and they're expected within a day to stand in front of the camera with a microphone and act as though they are the authority on the subject. They know what's happening. They're familiar with the history and the politics and the culture. And the reality is very different. Most of them don't speak the local languages. Most of them don't really understand the history of the region yet. Most of them are not independent of the people who are fixing and translating and driving them around. And as a result, they may come across as authoritative, but they don't necessarily mm-hmm. know as much as they should. And that really comes across in a lot of the reporting. And it's very hard, after the fact, to correct errors. And it sometimes takes a long time to get the news media to understand that their people on the ground aren't as knowledgeable as they need to be.
I think the preeminent case of that must have been the Nick Robertson case, where the CNN correspondent in Beirut who finally admitted that all those scenes he was showing, excuse me, of bombed out sections was really one 15-block area, and they were very afraid of their Hezbollah guides who had taken pictures of everybody's passports, so they were reporting what their Hezbollah people told them to report. Now, how do you then get that message out here and make sure that it goes into the right sources?
That's a very interesting case, because what happened there was Nick Robertson was led around by a media spokesperson for Hezbollah.
Yep.
Who for several minutes ran him around an area of southern Beirut and said, look, this is all civilian housing that was destroyed. And later on, within a couple of days, it became very clear that this was a bogus story and that Nick Robertson was led around by the nose. And several days later, Anderson Cooper did a follow-up piece in which he exposed for his audience how manipulative Hezbollah are, that they tell you what you can film and what you can't film. And what's interesting to me is that I believe Anderson Cooper did this because he was embarrassed that his own reporter was led around like that. But none of the Canadian media that I watched during the Lebanon War ever came clean to the viewers about the extent to which there was media manipulation by Hezbollah, by people on motorcycles with guns saying, you can film this and you can't film this. And that, to me, represents a dishonesty between the reporter and the viewer. If the reporter has their freedom of the press curtailed, they should then communicate that to the viewer. Otherwise, the viewer believes that what they're being told is the complete truth. The other great example of that was a fellow named Ethan Jordan, who ran CNN's international news operations for 13 years between the first Iraq war and the second Iraq war. And right after Saddam Hussein was deposed, he ran a piece in the New York Times called The News We Kept to Ourselves, in which he admitted in writing that for 13 years CNN had failed to tell its viewers that its reporters were being kidnapped and given electroshock torture, that people were being beaten and killed. And he said, the reason we couldn't do this is because we feared for our staff. So what he's telling you there is that intimidation really works. And the non-democratic regimes of the Middle East use this very effectively. In fact, it's the reason that most reporters want to set up shop in Israel. Why is the Middle East bureau chief of any news organization always stationed in Israel? Because it's the only Canada-style liberal Western democracy mm-hmm. in the entire region. And that's why they set up shop there. And ironically, because of the freedom of the press that's accorded them in Israel, the microscope is then focused on everything that Israel does and the terrible, terrible human rights abuses that take place across a region 650 times the size of Israel are virtually ignored. It's what I call the microscope-telescope effect. We see, in Canada, we see the Middle East through a telescope. It's very far away. But Israel is magnified under a microscope, and as a result, if you saw a poll that recently came out by BBC a couple of days ago, Canadians do not have a tremendously positive view of Israel and its influence in the world.
No, Israel becomes like a moral resort area for Canadians who can ignore everything else, but suddenly, boom, when it's Israel, they're there. Dov, we just have to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Dov Smith, Honest Reporting Canada. And we're finishing up our interview with Dov Smith, head of Honest Reporting Canada. HonestReporting.ca. Go to this website. You need to know this to get a balanced view of what's going on in the Middle East. That's a litmus test of how we face the world and how we see the world. Dov Smith, what's your next and perhaps greatest challenge for Honest Reporting? Where do you take it from here?
You know, The real challenge is getting news executives and reporters to change the frame in which they think about the Middle East and probably the world. I think a lot of them are experiencing the world through the context of wanting to do the right thing. And from their point of view, that means helping the underdog, looking out for oppressed peoples. But there are Canadian values, freedom, democracy, the rule of law, that sometimes don't make it into the frame. And as a result, there is a tremendous focus on the same things over and over again. Security checkpoints in Israel is a great example. On CBC programming, it comes up again and again and again. And, you know, 3.5 rockets on average a day fall on southern Israel. You just don't see it. So really trying to get through to people and say, you need to expand the framework through which you look at these issues. We're trying hard and sitting down with people, and hopefully they're interested in listening.
Well, we're listening, and this airtime is yours anytime you need it, and we'll be talking with you again. It was a pleasure getting to know you, Dov.
My pleasure, too. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Our next guest.